If you could be one person in the world, a man, who would it be?
One man?
One man.
Like ever or right now?
Right now.
Definitely not Brett Favre.
I'd be Ralph Macchio.
The hell is that?
The Karate Kid.
Oh, why?
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. And now your hosts, Michael Buscaglia and Leon Oliver.
And welcome inside episode 8 of Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Hey, I got the episode right this time.
Hey, you got the episode right. It only took 8 tries. Ocho time.
In a different language. How impressive is that?
Which language was that? Korean?
That would have been like, okay, I'm going to stop before we get taken off the air.
Yeah, buddy. How you doing, man? Welcome to episode 8.
I'm good. My voice is struggling.
Yeah, you sound terrible. You sound like a sex phone hotline woman.
No.
Yeah, go ahead. Hello.
That's not how I sound.
That's how I'm sounding. Hello. It's my first minute.
Welcome.
Okay, this is getting crazy.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
But yeah, you don't sound great, buddy.
I'm not sick. I lost my voice over the weekend.
Because you went to too many sporting events.
Well, you know, it's nice to get out of Charlottesville. And, you know, go somewhere else. And went to D.C., saw the Caps, saw the Redskins.
It's nice to see,
you know, quality athletic competition in that Virginia sports.
Yes, yes. Skins are playing well. They're playing good football.
I lost my voice in the Caps game, especially somewhere around the third period. There were 5 fights in a row, Mike.
That's ridiculous.
It was nuts.
But it's Washington. Why am I not surprised?
The best part about it was they played, you know that song, Why Can't We Be Friends?
They played that during the fight?
They played that after the last fight.
Oh, God.
So everyone's
that's
singing
pretty funny.
And, oh, it was
something
great.
Tells
it was
me that's happened before there, then, if they have the music queued up and ready to go.
Even though they scrambled to YouTube. But no, so it was a good weekend. Nice to get out of town.
Good.
What about you? What'd you do?
Let's see. Worked. Had the Saturday. Then I had a nice 2-year anniversary / birthday dinner with my fiance. We had an awesome time.
Oh, nice. Whose birthday was it?
It was Jess's birthday, but we were celebrating it like from a month ago, then combo with an anniversary because we've been so busy.
You can't celebrate a birthday from a month ago.
I know, you're right. We really can't, but we did, and it was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
One of my girlfriend's friends threw herself a birthday party a couple years ago, and it was like a month after her birthday. At that point, no. Once your birthday, and I feel like an idiot, because I don't think I told your girlfriend happy birthday, so if I didn't, I'm sorry.
Well, it was already a while ago, so don't feel bad. It was in September.
But the thing is, once your birthday's gone and like 3 days have passed, that's it. You're out of happy birthdays.
This is different. It's a different, to take a phrase from Al Groh, circumstance. So, and it was a combo dinner with the anniversary.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think it works. This is Outside the Box, episode 8. Leon, tell everybody where they can find the information so they can listen to the podcast. Make sure you tell your friends, tell your enemies. If you're a girl, tell your frenemies, the whole deal.
Frenemies. You can check it out. Of course, we're on SeevilPodcast.com. That's where you're listening to it right now.
Yep.
Courtesy of our good buddy Sean Tubbs over there doing a lot of good stuff.
Yep.
Also, you can check out the Facebook site. Outside the Box with Mike and Leon on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter at OTB.
Yeah, you know me.
Mike Leon. Also, you can email the show at outsidethebox@gmail.com. Or if that novel is too long for you, you can check out the shorter OTB with Mike and Leon at gmail.com.
Now, we're recording this at about 10 in the morning on a Wednesday right now, give or take around that time or whatever. Maybe it's 9 o'clock. I can't even tell anymore. But we're going on the Rob Schilling Show on WINA at 12:30 to 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we're going to be on that program. So right now we don't know really what to anticipate to tell you about how the show went. So good chance you listened to Rob's show and now you're tuning into us. I hope it goes well with Rob. I'm very excited about it. I'm a little nervous, to be honest. I'm on the radio all the time and I'm actually a little nervous.
Yeah, it's a little weird when you're the guy getting asked the questions as opposed to the guy asking the questions.
Sure, right? Sure. It's different.
But also, speaking of different, we were thinking about this a little while ago. It's weird. Rob's show, it's a political news kind of talk show. He mixes in some things like this every now and then.
Every now. It's once, twice a year. Yeah.
Well, you know, but it's mainly like a conservative talk show. And we're going on here. We're talking about whatever the hell is we talk about for an hour.
Well, I'll put this. Let me say this. In the second part of the show, we have an exclusive interview with Brett Favre. Of course, Brett Favre in the news now for showing his junk apparently, text messages and voicemail to Jen Sturger, who's with the New York Football Jets.
Or lack thereof junk.
Well, wow. You know. Okay. All right. You're the authority on junk now, apparently. No. You can tell if Brett Favre... I'll stop. But the point is, we're going on the air to talk... I mean, essentially, we're going, hey, listen to our podcast. We're going to have Brett Favre talk about his penis. But, hey. And the first part of the show is going to be, you know, why Democrats suck.
Well, actually, what precedes us on the program is a guy named Stephen Mansfield, and he's got a book called like Why Atheists Know More Than Believers or something. Basically, those two are going to be arguing about religion for half an hour, and then it's us talking about Brett Favre's junk and, you know, why you like hoity-toity food and I like, you know, McDonald's drive-thru.
It just doesn't seem right. But anyway, I appreciate us coming on there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited about that. And Leon, you're good at this internet stuff. You'll link it up so you can have links to go from WINA's website with Schilling to ours to theirs to back and forth on Facebook, and you know how to do all that stuff.
Everything will be connected like a spider web, Michael.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Way to go. Well, you got me thinking a little bit, Leon, about birthdays when we were talking about in the open before.
Yeah.
I had this one of my ex-roommates in college. He still does it because I see his Facebook. He makes his birthday a week extravaganza where it is all about him. You know these people with their birthdays and they self-promote themselves? I mean, I enjoy my birthday. I love it. Who doesn't like a little attention? You get some gifts. People say hi. This kid, he called himself Mr. GQ, by the way.
I hate this person already.
Well, he was a diehard Yankees fan, too. He's a good guy.
Reason?
He's a nice person. And honestly, he's a good person. But boy, he would promote his birthday like it was the new year and you should come celebrate with me. There are some people that just go absolutely insane about themselves. I find it vomilicious.
Vomilicious?
Vomitlicious.
Wow.
It makes you like puke in your mouth.
No, it's awful. And I don't understand it because, A, I'm not a big birthday guy. On my birthday, people probably wouldn't even know unless you saw it on Facebook or something. I don't make a big deal about it. I don't care. The thing is, why do we celebrate people's birthdays? Shouldn't that person's mom be getting all the things? She did it.
And the dad. Was there, too.
Dad was there,
unless it was an adoption or something. But I understand. The mom.
But the mom
90,
actually had 90, a kid on
99.9999999%. The dad, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I'm talking about on that actual day.
Yes,
though,
I agree.
That actual day, you know, she is having the kid for 5 hours or however long.
Oh,
it
could be
it takes,
day. Yeah, oh, I know. You know. You're right.
But it's like, hey, you're 13. Here's a bunch of Xbox stuff.
But exactly.
The people that make it a week drive me nuts. And it's usually girls. And you see it all the time here because, you know, every princess from Northern Virginia has to have it their way. And it becomes their birthday week. Oh, this can't happen to me on my birthday week. When did you get a week? Who are you? You know, the Queen of England? Were you Prince Abdullah or something? When did you get a whole week?
Yeah, why does that happen?
For
why do you get a week?
It
has become that. It is simply remarkable. Now, I'm not like you. I like my birthday. I guess I'm not on the far end of the spectrum of going crazy, me. But I'm not on the Leon spectrum of I don't even want people to know. I'm probably somewhere, if you're at zero and the other side is at 100, I'm probably like at 25 to 30.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy it a little bit, but I don't go as insane about it. This kid, Leon, he would have, I've been seeing on Facebook, he went to different cities to celebrate it with different people for a month.
What the hell does this guy do for a living?
I think he's a temp at NBC.
So he's getting, he was getting Conan O'Brien coffee until Conan got shown. Oh, you're
right. I mean, he has a nice job. I think he's doing well, but not like Brett Favre status, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know. People love that. Some people just get so into it, dude.
You ever seen that show on MTV, that god-awful show, like Super Sweet 16?
I don't think that's on the air anymore.
Really? Well, thank God. That's one good thing. But that show is awful. And the fact that, you know, these kids are getting like $90,000 Maseratis and stuff for their birthday. And
it's
like
ridiculous.
Diddy is there and Usher. And it's like, what the hell? You turn 16. Who gives a whoop? You get a driver's license. Like, that's great. You know, the best birthday party I ever went to, though, was one of my best friends is of Hispanic descent. His family's from Mexico.
And been there.
I think his sister had a... What's the big thing? In America, like, you turn 16 if you're a girl and you're sweet 16. What is it in Mexico? Like, your quinceañera?
I don't know.
You're like 15 or something?
I don't know.
I went there once.
Was it ridiculous?
It was unreal. There were more, like, adults there and more booze.
It's just an excuse for everybody to get drunk.
Yeah, then, like, than there were kids. There were like 15 kids there over the corner playing somewhere and some teenagers. And the rest of it's like everyone's drunk uncle taking shots and dancing. It was awesome.
Oh, we need to go to Mexico. Now we've at, I guess the theme of this show is anniversaries, birthdays. Let's get back to another anniversary. We've talked about this man numerous times on the program. We've never mentioned his name, and we will never mention his
Callahan.
Name. You know, maybe
Callahan.
One day we will.
Don't
but the newsman
Callahan.
Here at the station, love the guy. Little freaky, doesn't shower.
Little.
A lot freaky. 37 years, and unlike last week where you simply forgot, you promise you'll post it on the website, on the Facebook?
I promise I will post it, the picture. If I can figure out the technology, if my phone cooperates, we'll get some video on there as well.
That would be cool.
But
37 years working here.
Which also shows how difficult it is to get fired by this place.
Yeah, and for his sake, very difficult.
You have to pretty much burn this building down to get shown the door.
Don't make me nervous.
But, no, I mean, he's probably one of the smartest people I think I've ever met.
Like, brilliant.
Brilliant. Like,
brilliant in some ways, not so much in common sense.
But this is the guy that walks around with no shoes on.
It's unbelievable.
This is the guy that sleeps.
We need to get him interviewed. I keep saying this every week, but it needs to happen. I'd like to see, I mean, he could say, post on our Facebook wall, do this, and I will not go to the internet, I will not ask anybody else, put it on our OTB Facebook wall, your birthday, you post on it, I will give him your birthday, he will tell me at least 10 people of significance that have that birthday.
Oh, yeah, not even there.
Put your birthday on our Facebook wall, I'll ask him and get back to you.
He'll tell you, the battle of blah, blah, blah happened over in France.
Oh, yeah, important dates as well, not just birthdays, but important dates in our history.
It's ridiculous. I mean, any day he can just rattle off.
And it's not just even people of historical preference. It won't just be John F. Kennedy. It won't just be the lead singer of the Grateful Dead or whatever. It will be Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Like, it will be everybody.
It'll be the postman. You know, it's everything. It's a little weird. It's a little odd. And he's certainly a one-of-a-kind character in how he's been here for 37. Think about working at one place for 37 years. What you've seen.
Like, how long have you been here?
Come and go. How long have I been here?
At the radio station.
Like 2 years. It feels like 20.
Yeah, so for him, it feels like about 250.
Oh, that's a long time. Think about all the different technology you've seen. That's like a lifetime, like 37 years. Like, some people have come and gone in 37 years. That's ridiculous.
That is pretty amazing. It's remarkable. We need to get him on the program for sure. I'd love to interview him. I think not only from a silly standpoint and a laughing, goofing, having a good time, I think we would get some historical perspective out of it. Hey, by the way, how did your like thing go? If you get us to like 300, I'll get you a $10 gift certificate. That was the stupidest thing ever. We have 139 likes.
You know,
didn't work.
You know, I put this on you, the Outside the Box fans.
I put it on you, Leon.
This is a free meal here.
Yeah, but it's for diarrhea. You got to make it for somewhere interesting, somewhere they'd want to go.
It's anywhere they want to go.
Maybe I don't know our listeners. Maybe they like Taco Bell.
I'm a jerk. It's not Taco Bell, though. It's... We work in radio. $10 is like a tenth of our salary.
It is not a tenth of our salary.
It's a hyperbole there, Michael.
It's a hype. What?
A hyperbole?
Yeah.
An over-exaggeration?
You're an over-exaggeration.
Man,
look at you using big words on Outside the Box.
Yeah.
The Outside the Box word of the day is hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
There you go.
As this kid in my English class in high school once said, hyperbole.
That's hyperbole.
The only way he could remember it, so he said hyperbole. And, you know, the great quality of our educational system, she just let him go with it. So that's fantastic. But
I'm nodding my head.
On you, the Outside the Box fan. Get us to 300. Spread the word. Because, you know, we come in here, we do this. This is fun. But if you like it, pass it on. Make it your Facebook status. Say, hey, I'm listening Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Waste Your Boss's Time and Money. You know, email it to you.
I cannot wait until our boss hears that and be like, Leon, come to my office now. You know, we need to waste some time and money. I can't wait for that moment. And quickly, we'll stop saying that. But until then,
keep
it rolling, Bubba.
The $10 gift certificate. He'll be all right with it. He seems like an understanding fellow. So, you know, spread the word. Send it to your brother. Send it to your friends, your sorority sisters. You know, whatever. Get the word out there. You like the show, spread the word. That's how we grow.
And now, because there are some people that do that,
Yeah,
they do spread the word, and I find that I want to make it a point every week to mention the people that do spread the word and have done a nice job. Ellie Craddock, Jessica Geisler, Micah Haynes, Ray Chen, thank you very much. Oh, and Josh Gutterman, did I say that?
Oh, yeah, Josh.
And Josh Gutterman, thank you very much for reposting and posting. If you do that for us, we will mention your name on Outside the Box. And apparently we got a website coming. Is that why you're pointing at me?
Yeah, well, website, which I know we've talked about in the past, in works right now, in talks, trying to get this thing going up here very soon. We'll have a nice sparkling place to put these podcasts in one place.
That'd be great.
We'll still have them on Steve-O Podcast, but we'll put them there. We'll have other content and stuff on there as well. Also want to give a thanks to a former intern here, Mike Garcia.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mention Mike.
Big fan Outside the Box.
Big Pirates fan.
Like, God, that must be an awful existence. But, yeah, big fan of the show. And, you know, I think he's rooting for you to get that Pirates job, Mike.
They gave me a call back.
Really?
They did. I have a second interview. I'm going to Pittsburgh on Monday for my second. No, I'm not. I'm joking. Mm-hmm. I'm joking. I do not.
With that organization, I wouldn't put it past.
Well, it's funny because Ray, you know, you had the Facebook post from Mike who said, you know, don't put down my Pirates. Ray, huge Mets fan, he said, you know, you might want to give the New York Mets a call as well because they're in some flux as well with their managerial and GM spots. Mm-hmm. I have two jobs I could apply for.
Bring back Bobby V.
I would love to bring back Bobby V. He's fantastic.
Did you just say fantastic?
Fantastic. He's fantastic too.
Really? Uh-huh. I thought you said fantastic there.
Well, I could. Maybe I did. You go back on the tape. Hit the rewind button on your podcast, and we'll find out. Oh, Mr. Hyperbull Man. So I said fantastic.
Almost as bad as my voice right now.
Your voice is has rallied a little bit. You sound better once you've gotten going.
It's a stretch though. It's like I'm actually trying to talk
now for Radio 101. I have a board in front of me where I feed the audio into the computer, and normally if we were live over the air, I have your pot all the way up on the boards to give you the most level as humanly possible. If I brought you down to a normal spot, it would sound like whispering to the people listening.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a soft voice to begin with.
Awful. You should be the sex phone person.
Sex phone person. Maybe I should do like...
You seen that Seinfeld? It's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Maybe I should do like adult contemporary music. I should just drop sports and, you know, play some smooth jazz at night.
Let's do a fake one. Hold on. I'll finish up the music. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Smooth Jazz 107.3 with Leon in the midday. Your commute to work. Why the f*** are you commuting to work in the midday?
You sound like a rapist.
No.
You sound terrible. That was disturbing voice. That wasn't smooth jazz voice. That was lock the kids and hide from you. That was brutal, buddy. Well, I guess that's a good segue then into, as we preview our second interview, or our first interview, but our second segment. This man has been in a lot of trouble lately by the media. Deadspin broke the story. It's finally been brought to the surface. The View was even talking about it. Your girl Hasselbeck and Whoopi Goldberg, they were all chatting about it.
Hasselbeck, she's kind of cute.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, Brett
Favre. In the news, and not because he's retiring or unretiring, because his winky, as I throw a Sharpie pen, green.
Also, I'm going to leave that one alone. But yeah, it's his...
Jen Sturger, Jets employee, that's not good.
By the way, I love the fact that this happened with Jen Sturger. Someone, look at what this says about, like, media in this country. The fact that she went to, you remember her, she went to, like, the Florida State games, half naked, dressed up like a cowgirl or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She parlayed that.
Into getting a job.
Into working for, like, Sports Illustrated.
I can't wait till you do the same thing.
For ESPN.
Oh, it's absurd.
Into working for the Jets, into having a show on Versus now. How can this happen?
I don't know. Well, you could put on a little bikini thing, see what happens.
I think that's cross-dressing. I think that's a little gross.
All right. How about one of those small bathing suits? What are they called? I can't even
Speedos?
Remember. Speedo. Yeah, like you're a swimmer.
What is it called? A banana hammock?
Yeah. Oh. there are thoughts that a person does not want to think about during the day.
Yeah.
Leon Oliver in a banana hammock. Yeah, ready? All together.
You can charge.
Yep.
You can charge admission for that sort of thing.
Oh. Level. Back to Brett Favre. I can't believe I want to say this, but let's get back to Brett Favre.
But no, he's in a lot of hot water right now with that, and We'll get Brett on the long line.
I'm excited for this.
Live from, is he in Minneapolis?
I don't know. Is he in Mississippi? We'll have to find out where he is.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure he's probably settling in and trying to just make it through the week. He had a bad game Monday. Well, at times, bad. At the end of the game, he didn't look good.
Yeah, Jets win. Ironic, too, and this is what Hasselbeck, the girl's point was on
The
Hasselbeck.
View. Hasselbeck.
Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
Not surprising I screwed that up. Here's her point, and she was playing devil's advocate and defending Brett. I know. Saying that, look at the timing that all this is now coming to the surface. The same week, they're playing the New York Jets in New York. In New Jersey. But you know what I mean? That was her point. That was her counterbalance.
This came out back in like August.
Yeah, no, they're saying...
First, and then it kind of died.
She was saying why another push is coming from Deadspin to promote it.
You know, the interesting thing was... This also was the same week a couple years ago that the Vikings had that whole sex boat thing.
The Minnesota, oof, it's a bad play. Apparently, Minnesotians are not good people.
There's some freaky folks out there.
You know who's from Minnesota?
Oh, I know who's from Minnesota.
Brad Savage, yeah. 106 on the corner. He is a great guy.
He's a great
guy.
He's a great guy.
He doesn't do that stuff. No, he's not Brett Favre.
Speaking of Deadspin, real quick, before we get to Brett. Have you heard about this list that's on Deadspin?
What's this list? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's the Duke University list.
Like, what do you mean?
There was a girl, it was a Duke student. And
oh, I saw this on the Today Show.
Yeah.
It was a girl that put on a list all the men that she slept with and rated how she did, She rated the sex or their performance. Yeah.
And their personality.
She essentially was being what like a jerk off guy would do.
Oh,
but she did it from a female perspective.
From a female perspective, and they were all Duke athletes. Like they were
all Duke lacrosse players.
Well, no, there were some baseball guys in there as well. So it was
right.
Like baseball, but
all
mainly
the baseball guys as well.
It was a good portion of the lacrosse team.
It's an interesting topic.
And somehow she made it like a thesis out of this. I thought she actually turned this thing in. Apparently she didn't, but she made like a PowerPoint and everything. There
right.
were like slides and what would possess you to do this?
She was, I don't know. Well, why did she do it? She just wanted to get back at men? Was that the case? I don't know the details, to be honest.
I think she thought she was doing some kind of like scientific experiment or something. It was weird to sit there and you look at, you know, some of the guys that are in there and you read these things and like, she's with this guy one day and this guy one day, this guy the next day. Like, if you're on that lacrosse team, these guys are hanging out together. They know what's going on. At some point, when you're the 14th guy, do you really want to go down that road? Do you really want to drive that highway?
Yeah, exactly. No. Stay. Don't go to the carpool lane.
And the fact that this is on Deadspin, you know, like...
Is this really that worthy of news to be dead? I mean, it was on the Today Show. You like the Today Show or not, this is one of the most watched television programs in the morning, NBC with Matt Lauer. Is it this big of a story to get to that point?
Well, I think it's this big because in the wake of, what was it, like a week ago, that college student killed himself after...
Right, right.
I think so in the wake of that, I think that probably brought this to some attention that it normally wouldn't have gotten to. But if you're one of those guys on that list, like, I don't think most guys on that list would... Are going to be real ticked about it, maybe, because unless they had a girlfriend or something.
Well,
the time they were
well,
serious,
how about but, this perspective? Okay, is guy? Let's say 1 through 20. Number one guy was great. Number 20 guy, is he going to bring this up and sue her, or is it too embarrassing for him? Does he not even want to go through the whole process because his whole point in court? He'll bring up that he was last on this list and talk about how this is hurting him. I'm thinking of big words.
This is like, I guess you could say defamation of
character. Defamation of
character,
right. And because, does he want to really go there? It's interesting perspective to play devil's advocate on this. If it was a man who made this list, and you had 20, the women would be suing him. And it's not, it's just the way it is in our culture. That's just the way it works.
If this was a man, he would have been like crucified by the media already. Every women's group in the country would be on his front doorstep protesting.
But it's very interesting how, because she is a woman, there is two sides of it. Is you go, girl, way to put down men. But, I mean, it really is the same. It is 50-50, but it isn't, because you don't have men's groups. You're going to go after her. It's just not how our society works.
Maybe it's just a double standard that we have in society. But
maybe.
I look at, if you're a guy on that list, let's say hypothetically I was on that list.
Right, right. Maybe you are.
Maybe I no.
No, you're not. Let's I'm just say joking. You're not on that list.
I was on that list. I personally wouldn't be that riled up about it.
Right.
I'd be like, okay, I did it. So what? I mean, that's what guys do.
Maybe you can honestly, maybe you can make some money off it.
Yeah, well.
Then you could go. I'm so sad.
Did they have that one semester at Duke?
Yeah.
No. But I mean,
don't ever go to Duke, buddy.
No.
As a student.
I'm too stupid. So you don't have to worry about that.
Well, I didn't even know what defamation is, so you know, I'm not going to
Duke. Well, you went to Syracuse.
4-1, baby. Football.
That's for true.
Yeah, but so there you go, Leon.
I can't believe that's making media news right now, though.
Well, we started with Brett Favre. We've worked our way to Duke.
Now the show has a very
Let's go to break. We'll come back and we'll get Brett Favre on the line. We got to make the phone call. We'll do that off the air, so you can't give away Brett Favre's number and you can call him.
You can't do that.
You can understand it.
I've heard four people tell me in the past week.
No. All right, I'm going to call my telephone number. You ready?
All right.
I put my headphones on, fancy schmancies. Okay, here's my phone number. Let's see if it works. Ready?
All right.
Oh, you can totally figure out my number right there.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Hang up and dial me.
Here it's dialing.
Hang up and dial me.
What's your number?
Hi, you've reached my
voicemail. That's awkward. Yeah. That's my voicemail at the same time. I was like, it's me talking to me. Hold on. I got to find your number on my phone. I don't know anybody's phone anymore because...
And dial me. It's going to sound the exact same.
Okay. Well,
this isn't like one of those rotary dial phones or something.
Leon. It sounds different.
It's the exact same. It's beeps.
They're all different. Actually, you might be right. The wave files look the same on my computer.
They're all the same.
Okay, I'm hanging up on you.
I just
hung up on you.
You ever use one of those phones like a touch like a handset and you switch it to pulse?
Yeah.
Like you can tell with pulse because pulse does like if you do
Hold
one.
On. Okay, here's a number. Here's a one. Here's a two. Three. Okay, maybe they're the same. You're right.
They all sound the same.
Can we go to break?
You should have finished.
I want to end this. I feel terrible. Can we go to break?
You should have finished calling. You could have called like Macedonia or something.
Okay, it's Outside the Box. Up next is Brett Favre. We got him. It's here. You know, he was on Something About Mary.
What the hell is Brett Favre doing here?
What the hell is Brett Favre doing here?
I'm in town to play the Dolphins, you dumbass.
And welcome back to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. As promised, we were working the phones very diligently. I think that's the word out loud. And we have. I mean, this took hours to book. I'm stunned we even got him, Leon.
You know, Zane Lamprey told us to kick rocks. But this guy, we got.
Brett Favre. We have Brett Favre on the line. Brett, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's a Wednesday. You're busy with the Minnesota Vikings and everything going on with your controversy. Thanks for taking a couple moments today, Brett. How are you doing?
Oh, shoot, fellas, I appreciate y'all having me on. I'm sitting down here with biscuits and gravy, corned beef hash, some fried green tomatoes, cracklings, a little country fried steak, hog head cheese, home fries, biscuits with honey, hot sauce grits, Johnny cakes, a little bit of cornbread. I'm hungry enough to eat south end of a northbound skunk, fellas.
That's not bad, Brett. We do appreciate it. I guess we'll just jump right into this. Talk about the Deadspin release. You having little text message problems trying to get with that New York Jet girl. What's going on? Can you clear the air on that for everybody?
I'm 41 years old, fellas, halfway to 100. I've seen these pictures. As you can see, I'm working with some... pretty well-oiled equipment, but, 41, I don't know how much longer my stuff's going to hold up. So you take some photographs, little photo documentarian, if you will, and shoot again. I'm 41. I don't know how to work these mobile phone callers, and, stuff got in the wrong hands, apparently.
Brett, of these photos that have been released, you know, there's been a lot of talk on the internet that some of your equipment may be lacking, some would say.
Shoot. You go around and you ask anybody. I'm the prettiest 41-year-old NFL quarterback there is out there. What you might have seen lacking in the downstairs apartment was simply a case of it being cold outside, fellas. I played in Green Bay, Wisconsin, New York, New York, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's hard to find an environment out there that's suitable from a downstairs.
Hey, Brett, now you're married, you have kids. What has your wife been saying about all this controversy with Jen Sturger?
Oh, Deanna's been great about it. You know, I've thrown more touchdown passes than anybody. I've also thrown more interceptions. So it's one of those cases where if I were to have mobile phone texted these pictures to Deanna, that'd be like throwing a touchdown because she's on my team. Here, throwing them to Jen Sturger, it's like a pick, you know? So what right. I did was just throw another interception. This one happened to go to the Jen Sturger, but Deanna knows that there are going to be some more coming her way as well.
Brett, do you fear that you might lose some of your endorsements, Wrangler jeans, or maybe Sears, perhaps, in the fallout from this?
Well, I was wearing Wranglers long before I went pro. I got to say, nothing beats Wrangler comfort. I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough. I'm comfortable in jeans that last. I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Hey, Brett, can
That's
I?
That's all I have to say.
Hey, Brett, can I play some of the voicemails and you can sort of react to sort of the, some of the comments you're saying? Feel free to talk during them as well. I'm curious to get your take on this stuff. Here you go, Brett.
So, in some garbage can, huh? So that's what I think of you. All right, well, I'm still trying. Just got done with practice. I'll try the other phone. You probably call ID, I think. But you can make it. Be great. All right, later.
What was going on with the garbage can? What's that all about, Brett?
You know, I had talked to one of my buddies with the Jets who was hooking me up with this girl, and apparently she thought that she'd end up in some garbage can had she been talking to me, and that's just aggravating because, you know, all I wanted to do was have a nice evening with her. The thing is, I talk about being done with practice and then hanging out at the hotel. Thing is, I don't know if y'all ever been to New York. There's not shit to do in New York. Now, back home, Mississippi, up in Green Bay, even Minnesota, you can find yourself something to do. New York can't. So looking for a little company while I was at the hotel, you know, that's what it came down to, but shoot, fellas, I make 10, 20, 30 of these calls a day. Y'all just seem to get your hands on one of them.
Brett, you know, I was just about to ask you, so you make 10, 20, 30 of these calls a day. So obviously this wasn't the first girl that you've, sent these messages to.
Oh, hell no. You know that. Ashley Judd, she got a few. That Jessica Simpson, well before that Tony Romo thing.
Right.
Betty White, I don't know if y'all saw, she was on the SNL a few weeks ago.
She's adorable.
Yeah, I'd like to hang out with that Taylor Swift, liking that country music, along those lines, that Martina McBride. But, yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you got to have the company of a woman. And like I said, Deanna's been on my team for a long time. We really appreciate all that she's done. Sometimes you got to mix it up just a little bit.
What do you think this represents towards your daughter? Have you talked to her at all about this? Is she ashamed at all? I mean, her dad's going out showing pictures of himself to other women that's not her mother. How do you think she feels, Brett?
Well, which daughter?
You name them.
Well, see, that's the thing. Most people think I'm rolling with one daughter. I got at least 29 children, 27 of which of them are daughters.
How did that
why
happen?
Why would I go around caring about just one of these females? I think I get a lot of unnecessary scrutiny when it comes down to this one particular daughter, just because I sexed her with Deanna as opposed to some of these other women. So going forward, I'm going to try to pay as much attention, make sure all of them are as comfortable with this story, because I know it must be affecting all of them.
Have you had a chance to talk with maybe a Ben Roethlisberger or a Tiger Woods at all?
No, I haven't. Brett Favre doesn't like to get into the business of other people, which is why this latest period here in my life has been so difficult. When I was back home, Mississippi, born in Gulfport, lived in Keele most of my life, went to school Hattiesburg, southern Mississippi. You know, you go around, you do you, and I do me, you know, to paraphrase from the Jersey Shore. And, you know, with all this scrutiny that's going on with Tiger and Ben, I feel for those guys, but, you know, haters going to hate. And I appreciate if y'all start hating the game and not the player, because it's been going down for a long, long time.
Fair point.
Brett, you cried in the locker room apologizing to your teammates for this distraction, and now you have Randy Moss, a guy that's caused numerous distractions, coming in, joining your team. Do you feel that this situation plus Randy Moss will eventually bring your team down?
No, not at all. I think we're going to take off. Randy Moss, hell of a football player. Big misconception there. I was crying because I was back in New York. I can't stand it there. Sure as hell can't find a parking spot for my truck. And I just learned that Bumpkins, that's what I call Jen, I call her Bumpkins, she wasn't going to be at the game.
Right.
And I tell you why, there was rain in the forecast on Monday night, and she preferred those white T-shirts, and I figure with a little rain and a white T-shirt, we might get a little loving from Bumpkins there Monday night, but turns out she wasn't going to be at the stadium, couldn't find a parking spot. That's the reason for the tears, nothing else.
How about the New York Jet fans? What did you think of their welcoming? What do you think of the fans in New York, then, to begin with? And we'll start with the Jets there, Brett.
Yeah, I don't care for New Yorkers in general. The Jets fans, I don't think ever really appreciated Brett Favre while he was there. See, what I did was I threw touchdown passes. We got to 8-3, and looks like we were Super Bowl bound. They weren't really appreciating all that I had to offer. They don't understand that I was handling about 15 women on the side at the time, and when we stumbled down the stretch, they tried to throw me aside like I was Glenn Foley. Brett Favre ain't Glenn Foley.
Same number.
And, you know, same number, but what you got to look at, Mike, is the name on the back.
Right.
And Favre is so different from Foley. And the man in the jersey talking again, Favre or Foley, I mean, there's no comparison. I'm Brett Favre. I throw touchdown passes. So, no, with those fans, I don't have too many good words to say about them. And, you know, with that, Mom said don't say nothing bad because people, you see, people in your life can come back and bite you in the ass when you least expect it. So it's better all just to be good to people, which I think is what you've seen me doing throughout this whole scandal.
Brett, you've struggled the last few weeks. Team struggled. You're getting older. Is this last year for you?
You know, that's an aggravating question. Because if you've seen the last couple years, people keep asking me, hey, Brett, are you done playing football? Hey, Brett, are you done throwing the football? And that's just a hard question.
Absolutely.
An answer I've gone ever which ways on. But the thing is, with Randy here in the fold, and surely with us going 4-12 this year, I might want one more shot at it. You know what? No, I'm going to retire. You're right. I'll retire this year, and I'll be done with football.
Brett, truly an honor. We really appreciate you taking about 11 minutes and 49 seconds now and counting to join us on Outside the Box. You are by far our biggest guest that we've ever booked, so it's a big deal for us. Thank you, Brett.
Well, y'all folks are welcome. It's been a pleasure. I got many offers from many different outlets to do this first public interview. I'm glad I was able to do it with you all, And I'd just like to leave by saying I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough, and I'm comfortable in jeans that last, and I'm comfortable in Wrangler 5-star premium denim.
Brett Favre, you're the man. Not really, but thank you. Bye, Brett.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was really great. I can't believe we got Brett Favre.
He was really, really candid, Mike.
I'll say that actually really sounded like Brett Favre. You play the music in the background as well. The interview's not the music, but the Brett Favre.
The audio, yeah.
Brett Favre sounded like Brett Favre. Well done.
That was impressive.
That guy sucks.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, that guy is a loser, man. What a jerk.
He is an awful, awful human being.
And I hate him.
I'm rooting for the. I don't hate the Vikings. I'm a Redskins fan. So I have no animosity toward Minnesota.
Right? Who cares?
I'm rooting for them to lose every game the rest of the year, except for Dallas this week.
Is it weird that I like Ben Roethlisberger more than Brett Favre?
That's really weird because Roethlisberger raped a person, Mike, allegedly.
Well, that's terrible on my end. Then
yeah, you're a terrible person, Michael.
But I the personality, I suppose. I like Ben's personality more than Brett.
I think you gotta hate Ben more than you hate Brett. Brett's egotistical, and Brett's a womanizer now, apparently. But Ben's an idiot. I mean, you know, riding your bike without a helmet, these two alleged sexual assault cases, he's a bad dude.
Yeah, he's a bad dude, too. It's just, I guess the ego thing of Brett Favre, but they both have it. They both think they're on top of the world and can do whatever they want. That's what happens with these spoiled athletes.
The biggest thing with me, with Brett Favre, is the free pass that he gets.
Because he's white?
From the media. Well, you know, maybe that I'm not the guy to play that card, but I think
you can play it here.
Some into it. I look at Brett Favre and I see Terrell Owens with a Super Bowl ring.
I think he's way worse than T.O. If T.O. pulled the shenanigans of the retire, not retire, I think at a point people honestly would not care. But for whatever reason, maybe it's ESPN, they still care about Brett. Boy, do they. And even they have to somehow talk about this situation because you know they don't want to. With Jen Sturger. They don't want to bring it up, but they even had to acknowledge it on Monday Night Football this past week.
Oh, certainly. Do you think the last few years, this whole Brett Favre, will he come back, will he not come back?
This is it for him, by the way.
Who's been there, except for this offseason, who has been the reporter there? It's been Rachel Nichols.
Uh-oh, don't go there.
Rachel Nichols don't is go an attractive
there.
Woman.
Don't go there.
Just saying, maybe,
you never know.
Maybe,
hey, you never know.
Maybe some of those text messages went that way.
You never know. I do believe this is Brett's last year. And it has everything to do with now everything swirling with the controversy. You've seen whenever somebody gets headlines out of the game itself, that will force them to retire. We've seen it with baseball players and steroids. Just so happens that right when all the allegations are starting, they'll sneak away. I think this is his last year, and it's not because of injuries, not because of poor play. It's because of Jen Sturger and wanting to get away from all of this.
I think you can overcome that sort of thing. The American media, sports media, and fans, they'll forgive you. For things like that. Look at Kobe. No one talks about what Kobe did in Colorado, allegedly.
True.
Never comes up. But I think the fact that his elbow right now resembles Mark Pryor's probably is a good indication that he's going to be hitting that long, dusty trail very soon.
Outside the Box, Mike and Leon had a fun show today. A little bit different. Glad to get our first big interview. And said this in the first segment, I'm still working very hard to get the Boom Goes the Dynamite kit. I found his email. I emailed him. We need to have him on. I'd love to interview this guy.
Is it sad that he's probably more successful than we are?
No, it's not sad. So what you need to do, Leon, is next time you get on the air on your real job, be so bad that it gets recorded.
Well, we don't have to worry about that being bad.
Yes, so why are you not so successful? You're terrible. It shouldn't happen. Tell everybody again the emails, the Facebooks, how they can find this stuff, and you can say hello to Brett Favre.
Yeah, it's Outside the Box. With Mike and Leon at gmail.com or the shorter OTB with
You know me.
OTB with Mike and Leon at gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. You can search Outside the Box with Mike and Leon or on Twitter at OTB Mike Leon.
Now we're recording this before our interview that's going on the Rob Schilling show. That's on WINA between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. So we'll have that podcast links all going on there so you can hear our interviews.
There as well, and you'll hear it on WNA.com.
And again, we're recording this before the interview, so I don't know what it's going to be like. But this I have to mention because you called me and told me this. We are on from 12:30 to 1. What is the segment from 12 to 12:30?
It's Stephen Mansfield, and I believe he has a book called Why Atheists Know More Than Believers, something of that nature. Basically, it's going to be them arguing religion for half an hour.
And then we come on, and we talk about Brett Favre and his junk.
Brett Favre's junk and why Mike likes going to the gym and I don't.
Unbelievable. This is Outside the Box, episode number 8. Leon, always a pleasure. Your Hampton basketball shirt looks... Why? What Hampton basketball?
It was free.
Enough said. Outside the Box. We'll see you next week, everybody.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. She told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me, nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator. Wait a minute, dear. I know you mean it just for play.